This is a song I wrote last night. It's kind of rough, but here it goes. Hi, my name is Emily Pena, and I am a Clearwater volunteer. And right now, what my life is about is basically trying to get into school and doing a lot of schoolwork and really finding myself and where my place is in life. I got involved with Clearwater 2 summers ago. I did 3 days with young women at the helm, and I loved it so much. I remember sitting up on deck and eating lunch, and we were eating out of plastic that was biodegradable and made out of cornstarch or corn byproducts, and it was like the first time I ever heard of that. It looks like any regular plastic cup, but it's good for our earth. There's not a lot of kids that care in my own community. Teenagers, they don't really have that insight, you know, hey, we're like the next generation. You know, we're the next generation of people who will be making choices for where we live. Nobody really takes that to heart where I come from, so it makes it really hard.
Hey, Carlos?
Yes.
Do you need me to do anything, any tasks?
As a volunteer, the jobs that I've been doing is like deck wash and navigating, like tending the tiller and rope tying, a lot of rope tying.
And then you pull it, and then it makes a square knot. Is this a square knot?
Eating Mandy's delicious food, learning from Captain Jesse and from the first mate, different ways to teach younger kids or just teach people, whether it be about music or the Hudson River or art or anything, basically. And then learning awesome, like, songs. So much music, actually, this week that I've never even heard that I've learned.
Sing a song that everybody knows the words to.
Molly Malone, anybody?
I think I will try to learn them all by the time I come back.
Girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. She wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
I am apprenticing in August. Yay! I got the call not too long ago, like a few days ago. I'm really excited to be an apprentice. I'll definitely be practicing my knot tying at home. It's like every person I meet from this organization, I kind of take a little bit of them with me wherever I go. It kind of shows me, like, hey, you know, if I wanted to do something big in my life, which is kind of what I'm aiming for, I kind of remember, hey, well, you know, Captain Sam, you know, she did something like this, or, you know, Chelsea did something like that, or Maya did this, or whoever it is, there's so many different ways to impact people, even with Pete Seeger starting a boat, you know, to just clean up the river. That's such a small thing, but he's helped so many people, and in a way, he's even helped me to find my own self and to be the person who I am now. So that's kind of how I see it.